supper time. The Saturday, the 14th of November, 1970, he plowed about 3 acres in the north Collins pasture this Saturday afternoon and supper time, the 14th of November, 1970, beginning of Channel 1 Right. Beginning of Channel 1 Right and a visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday, way past dark, supper time. And got dark early on Saturday the 14th of November 1970. And beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Channel 1 Right. The beginning of Channel 1 Right and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday at supper and after. This Saturday, November the 14th, 1970.
We may go by back by the end and pick it up. I'll take right down 301 to Ocala. He's fast with him. Yes. Look good backwards. Look good frontwards. Yeah, either one of them. Because I'm going to hit them camps down there tonight and them four. I'll sell that bug to somebody tonight.
He had on that Corvair up there.
Like you done with
it. You ain't done with money, are you?
What
do
you
say,
Tiffany? You gonna sell that car tonight?
Tonight? I'm gonna take the drive test in.
You mean you made up your mind?
Yeah, I bought one, put a motor in it, and I'm gonna sell it tonight.
Well, now, how you going? You got a lead?
Oh, yeah. I got three leads on. Three different people interested in it.
And they need it?
Yeah. You see, I bought this car. It had no motor in it. I bought it for $100. I go and buy a motor to put in. I give $120 for the motor. Well, I ended up having to overhaul it, the motor, so I'm going to deduct what I put in the motor from the $120 and come out pretty good. And I'm going to get 4.5 out of the bug tonight. It's a Volkswagen.
Oh, that's the Volkswagen.
That's a green one.
Yeah. I don't want to sell it to none of my friends, my buddies.
Yeah.
That's one of them things, you know.
Yeah. You don't want to sell a Volkswagen to any Volkswagen, do you?
But I bid on one again yesterday. If I get it, I can make two on it before I turn around.
Put a set of rings and rough rings, yeah.
You bid on it?
Yeah. I bid $100.
You'll just have to work on it.
Pull a motor out and put rod bearings and rings in it. Mm-hmm. Rod bearings.
Well, while we're going into this now, listen, where did you get that now?
I got it in Ocala.
How'd you get on to it?
Through an insurance company.
Helped up to feed the chicken, Frank.
Through the insurance company.
And his gravy.
How do you get gravy in touch with the insurance company?
I have my insurance with him.
All right, then.
This is your wire and his.
Way you touch base, you prepared to do business.
See, this fella had liability insurance with this garage. Charles Diebold had this fella covered on liability insurance. Okay, He put out this job on the Volkswagen that didn't hold up, and it came back to him. All right. Charles Diebold had to pay the people for the Volkswagen. Well, he put it out for auction. And unlucky me, I bid $100 on it.
Yeah.
Knowing that the motor wasn't no good.
Yeah.
Knowing it wasn't no good. Well, I knew where this motor was, and I didn't know it was in the condition that it was in, but it was.
You thought it was in better shape?
That's right.
You like white meat cookies?
Just any kind.
You just have sound.
And I went ahead and bought it. That put me $220 in the Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Give me $40.
And the motor had been in good shape, I'd have been all right.
Yeah, and that's what disgusted you.
Yeah. I done had it sold. In fact, the matter, I had it sold for $300.
Yeah.
Well, I would have made about $80 for my labor and time. Which wouldn't have been a bad deal, you know.
No.
But the motor wasn't no good. I couldn't get no parts. So I'm gonna have to get 4.5 out of it now, and I've got to go peddling. I've got to sell it after dark. I can't sell it in daytime. I've got to sell it after dark.
We won't follow you back home.
Right, Franklin.
So you won't follow you. In case something goes on, we're going to look for.
Well, now, there's two different angles you can go. You see, I'll tell you what they are. Everybody's in the scrubs hunting.
Oh, yeah.
They got money.
Yeah.
And they're drinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Catch one of them walking, and you're going to put him on wheels. If you've got any talk at all about you, you're going to put him riding. I've got these three prospects. I know they're walking.
And we've got money in the pocket.
They've got money.
Where are the prospects, Cookie?
Where?
Uh-huh. At the scrub?
At the scrub.
You got to go down there?
I'm going down there tonight.
Go on your way.
I'm going back to Gainesville, pick up that bug, put it on behind that Ford truck, and I'll stop in Hawthorne and see the widow and orphans a little while, and then I'll cut out. And when I come back, I'll come back with one vehicle only.
And you know the ones who's down there.
I know them, yeah.
I wish you could hide me under the seat or something, and you'd let me go along.
Lord, I wouldn't even take Frank along.
I do. How do you know these fellas?
From friends of mine.
Huh?
From friends of mine.
Oh. What friends?
Don Cowart. He knows they're down there. He knows they want a car. He knows they got the money because they borrowed it from him.
Who is he?
He works for the city of Gainesville.
You missed your calling, Cookie. You ought to go on in the computer business. Mathematics. You know, that's a long chain of planning, see? And then it doesn't all work out. You got to replan as it goes on. How'd you slip up on that motor that you bought and thought it was a good one?
Good friend.
Jack Little, he's a friend of mine. He had the engine.
He didn't want to get rid of it?
Yeah, he had no use for it. He didn't even have a Volkswagen.
And he didn't know whether it was any good or not?
He thought it was good. He was honest in his opinion.
And he had that much in it?
He had $116 in it, is what he had in it. And I gave him $120.
But you couldn't have bought it from him on condition that it was all right. That you take it down there and see if you use it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to he's gonna reimburse me on what I put in it. Of course, now my labor will be out. I won't get nothing out of my labor. But the parts that I had to put in it, he will reimburse me on that.
He sold it to you as a good engine.
That's right.
And he'll stand behind that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll stand behind that.
Who is Jack Little?
He's one of the engineers over at the Channel 5 television studio.
Oh, he's your friend?
Oh, yeah. He's the one I bought the television from last night.
Well, he did it.
Build it.
No, now this fellow that he's taken to Maryland had it. Had a heart attack. And he can't move everything, so they're selling a lot of their furniture. So Jack got this television set for me. He knew I needed one.
Now he's one of your neighbors.
He lives in Campbell, just a little piece above me.
Talk a mile.
Wait, 4 miles to Campbell for me? Four miles.
Now, do you see him very often? He come by?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's by every day or so.
I haven't run into him since he was out here. He's out here a couple of times.
Well, he's in up there station 2 or 3 times a week.
You don't stay long?
No, just in and out.
Well, now you take a chance when you get into the foreign cars.
Big chance.
But you must have thought you were pretty safe or you wouldn't have done it.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was safe. And I am safe yet because I sell it tonight for $450.
Cash.
And it's going all right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, what'll happen to it if
well, I put a rebuilt crankshaft in it, and it don't sound just right to me.
Well, that's what keeps up in the daytime.
And the floor's rusted out in the back. It's got a big hole in it. Got bugs all over it that won't come off.
Oh, really?
And that knocks the sail out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't hurt it.
Doesn't hurt it, actually.
You patch the holes. Force most of the bugs off.
Tires is bad on the front.
Glad I'm not walking.
Man. Oh, well.
Fired one in on this.
No, I left him neutral.
But he didn't know anything about it.
No, I didn't even tell him I was even going to buy it. Oh, yeah, we're down here.
Hello? Yeah. Well, hello? Let me tell you, they out there at the shed. I think they're getting ready to drive on over there. You ready for them to come? Tell him to come by Grandma Todd's and get Alice. All right. Or she's homesick. Well, yes. Yes, I can see that.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
You look,
Kelly? Yeah. I'm going to leave home. There's no truth in any of it.
Well, I tell you, I hate to say we're sitting there eating chicken. It just didn't sound right, did it? They'll be out there in a minute. Alice went to spend the weekend and she's homesick.
Yeah. Yeah, she misses getting up and crawling in bed with Daddy every morning.
She's getting by herself.
About 2 or 3 o'clock every morning.
You want a biscuit, cookie? You need another one?
No, huh? She'll get crawling in bed with me.
Well, let me tell you. This lawyer down there, that one of our friends worked for, I think she bought a car. They find out about these repossessed cars or some, you know, they have information about things like that. And she bought a few things through the lawyer's office down there. So, you need to have a few channels, don't you?
You've got to have a few channels or you'll go broke.
Somebody kind of keep you in mind.
That's right.
I know, who is that guy coming in there when we was for
him? What, like Bruce Elmore tank? I don't know what his name is, but he gets his oil change off now.
I never seen him before, I never changed him.
I have.
Now the auctions, you don't work the auctions much. You sell to them?
No.
No, you want to keep your name off of that.
I want to keep my name out of there. Because there's too many men like Al Killian and so forth. It's too crooked, you know. In other words, they fix automobiles up and sell them on the auction block when they know good and well they won't even make it home and sell them as good cars.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah.
Who buys them?
Fools.
A lot of these dealers in Gainesville buy them.
And just get stuck or put them back in the auction? Or?
A lot of times they'll put them right back in the auction. I know when I worked for Chevrolet, they sent me over there to get me and, let's see, there's 5 of us all together went and got to get 5 automobiles. And 2 out of the 5 made it to Gainesville.
I mean, it's big, y'all walking.
They had to tow the rest of them into the wrecker.
Well, that makes you want to deal in horses then for a while, doesn't it?
That's right. But this little Volkswagen, I haven't sold any automobile to anybody that hasn't give service.
They can at least get home in it.
That's right, they can get home in it. But I sell them as is, no guarantee, and for the cash.
All your deals like that?
Most all of them, yeah. I've got stuck a few times with checks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when you're dealing in the car, that's, and they know that you are. They know you will stand behind what you. It's what you say it is.
That's right.
But what that does is protect you against a bumper that's not on there that they could see if they look.
That's right. I let them take the car, like when I sold the old Dodge station wagon. I told this girl, I said, now you take the car, you drive it this weekend. And you make up your mind whether you want this car or whether you don't. She come back Monday morning, just all hepped up like a bed of roses. She wanted that Dodge wagon.
Oh, you sold your Dodge, your pink one.
Mm-hmm. I said, okay. You give me the money, you have the Dodge. I've got the title in my pocket. She wrote me a check. I said, now you go down to University City Bank. You got an account down there. You go down and get a cash and give me the money. She did. She brought me back the money. Okay. They called me up the other day. Hey, that car run hot. I said, it did. They said, sure did. I said, well, burn it down. I'll fix it, but you'll have to pay for it. Well, I got it down there, and somebody at some station has put tannic acid in the radiator, and it's heated up.
Tannic acid?
Just like it goes in a battery.
They've got a hold of the wrong jug
and heat the radiator up, the hoses, possibly the block, and I don't know where to get a hold of them to tell them what's wrong with the car.
Is it sitting down there now?
Yeah.
You know, that's a kind of a... Man got to have a good heart before he could live that sort of life. You live, because you got to have good organs or else you couldn't, too much happens.
That's why I have to get away from Mara. Just forget about it all.
I don't know. You know, these, you talk about horses in my estimation. These two workhorses are the prettiest things I've seen in a long time. See, that was the kind of horse I grew up with. I never associated with a riding horse.
No, we rode.
We just rode on the harness.
There you go. We go out and work our horses all day long in a mowing machine or a turn plow.
Yeah,
ride them back to the barn at night. We'd feed them, unharness them, curry them down, go milk the cow, and church time come, we got on our horse, we rode the old workhorse to church.
Yes, and if you can tell me a better system?
No money involved.
No money involved.
We raised our feed.
Yes, sir. And the horse was good company.
That's right.
No pollution, no sir. Stables, that's a sweet smelling.
These horses, mama down here, I rode her 17 miles to see Frank's mama.
I
sure did. Yeah.
These horses, mama
down here.
They're just young horses.
5 and 6 years old.
Could I just give you some ice cream like this? Cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a spoon over there.
That's for ice cream.
Just ice cream, no cake.
Too full now.
They don't pay attention to them. Just give them a little cake and ice cream.
And you know them horses, eh? That's what we did back then. Mm-hmm. Daddy used to have the second Noopy.
Would he like the third?
And I want you to know, they looked just, they were built just exactly alike. But Noopy's quiet. Old Ruby was, she was a spitfire. Now you had your hands full in one.
She took your whole attention.
She took your whole attention. Every bit of it. You lay them lines down, and she'd watch you. And you turn your head, and she was gone that quick. She'd run off at the drop of the hat.
She didn't have far to go, but she'd run off.
She'd run off. She would.
And she didn't really want to go anywhere.
No. That was the devil within her.
She just couldn't resist that temptation.
That's right.
Sounds like Uncle Lawrence, but
that's the same one.
That's a load of lumber.
Yeah, my brother went after a load of lumber down. Oh, as far from here to the road down there, down the lane, you know. Took a sled. Daddy told him, he said, "Now, Lawrence, Ruby won't pull that sled by herself." He said, "Daddy, she's ours and she's paid for her, and I'm not going to carry that lumber up here." He had to go get a load of lumber on the sled, you know, two befores. He didn't carry it all the way, but he carried it a part of the way. He got from the time he got back to the house, he had one, two before on the sled. He had to go and get it up and tote it to the barn, the rest of it. He said, "Well, I told you I wasn't going to carry it all the way up here." And he didn't.
Did you know what would happen?
Who, Daddy? Yeah.
Lawrence.
No, he didn't know what had happened.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't know Ruby wouldn't pull that sled.
Found that right quick. Huh?
But he found it out.
She gonna fly back.
Yeah.
He couldn't hold her. No, he couldn't hold her.
Yeah.
The day over in Hawthorne, I began to think some of that had rubbed off on old Babe.
Oh. That's right, it's a parade.
Yeah. You know, Faye, I'm still sore over that.
Imagine.
Let me tell you. I told Buster about that. And he said that wasn't nothing. He said, "If you want to get some exhaust, you just get out here on the interstate, or even 441, behind one of these big diesel trucks. Especially when the air is a little heavy. And that stuff will just come right back in the spot of your windshield."
Yeah.
It will. But they're going at a high rate of speed.
Yeah.
You're going at a high rate of speed.
Yeah.
And your automobile is splitting that wind. And you're not getting it direct in the face, just like that exhaust fume was coming right straight up in my face.
The horse's face, too.
I think that's one reason Babe was acting up so bad. She didn't like that gas fumes.
Oh, that didn't do that much.
Now, it was coming out on the left-hand side. And I had Babe on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Rowdy was on the right-hand side.
I told Buster what you said about the fire truck over there, that it wasn't exercising much.
It wasn't.
And I thought it's not like the one over here making open that you take out. Yeah, for a while, Buster took pride in that. And he took it out. You see him over there a lot of times out there driving the fire truck. And Oh, he said he had quit that. He said they just riding the free horse too much. I don't forget the expression. He said they was paying for what they got now. I guess it would be right troublesome to keep a big piece of machinery like that in shape.
Well, you see what it is. You know yourself, you can set a can of gas out here and let it set for a month. Just a can of gasoline, let it set.
Yeah.
You take the cap off and it don't smell like it does when you pump it out of a gas pump.
Yeah.
It gets, I don't know, it's got a stale. It just don't smell right.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's the way that smells. I'm adding that gas been in that fire engine for at least 6 months.
It'll be outrun.
They don't run it.
They just don't have fires in Hawthorne.
I don't know when they have had a fire in Hawthorne.
And when they do have a fire, the fast ever driver thing is 60, 65, 70. Tell me get the fire done out.
I don't know.
I got that old fire truck up there. That's when you should put the parades. So it's that new one.
Yeah.
Put the old one back in there like it was 3 years ago.
Cooking? Well, you know, the problems. I get tired of the problems. I thought we had plowing thing worked out. Now we're right back where we started. And nobody has got any equipment anymore. And, you know, to plow sod.
Unless it's a turn plow.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I guess we can just keep our equipment in shape and go on out there and train it.
That's right. I was out there plowing about 2 hours and a half.
It's a pleasure when you got time. I just didn't do that as anything I know of.
I'd rather do it. Of course, now tonight I hate to. I hate to face. Actually, in a way, I hate to face them people tonight. But well, I know they're gonna be drunk, all right. But I need some money. That's the only way I can get it is to sell that boat.
And they borrowed the money from this.
I borrowed the money from Don Carter to buy a car with. And they hadn't bought one last night, and they left with a neighbor last night. I know they got the money. I know they need a car.
Oh, you can pull that down there with... You got
this. I got it all laying right over there now. I'm waiting on them. Pull it down there, and I'll leave it down there, but I ain't gonna bring it back. I'm gonna sell it tonight.
I wish you didn't have quite as much as it.
I do too.
You could take a little loss on one deal.
I'd take a little loss rather than bring it back.
Well, I priced it to him for 4.5. Well, I know he's got $450.
Well, he did.
Okay. He had better not offer me $400 tonight.
Well, now, let me tell you, or you tell me, those little Volkswagens sell quite high.
They do. And he wants a Volkswagen. This is a 63 Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And he can't buy one for $450 nowhere that'll run. A 63.
Is that right?
That's right. They're out of sight.
I didn't know that.
They are. This is a 64 that I bid on today. Run pretty good. Had good rubber on it. Was bent a little bit. Been turned over. But no serious damage. No serious damage. I'll give him $100 bill for it. I won't touch it and make $200. I say, how high they are. Well, he drove from California. Here. That's a good selling point. The man just drove in from California.
Broke and needed money.
Yeah.
Just like the boys from Wisconsin that needed the gas. I had the shoes and the watch to trade. I traded for them.
He drove right up to your station.
Yeah. This boy pulled right into the station and bought... So he bought a dollar's worth of gas, didn't he?
Well, when people drive up to the station like that and buy a dollar's worth of gas, you say, well, that's a nice looking car you got.
I just went around and looked at it, you know. Looked at it. He said, I got 1 week cylinder on that motor. He said, do you do Volkswagen work? I said, yes. And he said, if I don't sell this, he said, I'll take what little money I got and fix it up. Or he said, if I sell it, I'll take what I get out of it and buy me something else, a little bit better. I said, what do you want for it? He said, what will you give? I said, I'll give you a $100 bill for it. He took the name, address, and phone number.
And you think you'll get it?
I think he'll be back Monday. Because the first thing I'd do, I'd rip them California tags off and put me a Florida tag on. I take it and get it turned down to the inspection station on something, some little minor something, where I wouldn't have no Florida inspection sticker on it. Still have California sticker on it and everything. Then I'd float it to somebody right quick for about $300.
Oh, you take the California things off.
That's right.
I see. And take it to the inspection center.
Yeah.
And they turn it down.
Get it turned down, see. Uh-huh. First at one reason. I'd fix it.
Uh-huh.
Get the gig, get it corrected. Uh-huh. Then sell to somebody. And here, all you got to do is take it out there to the inspection station. They'll put you a Florida sticker on it. It just come in from California. Uh-huh. That's a good selling point.
Uh-huh.
And it'll work. Mister, it'll work.
Mm-hmm. I didn't keep up with you. You see, I wouldn't get very far with it. Now, you'd put Florida tags on it?
Yeah, I'd put a Florida tag on it.
You've got to do that.
That is a must. Okay, I'd go to the inspection station. I'd have to turn it down. Say, for instance, a light.
differently, so they'll
have to turn it down. They'll have to turn it down.
Yeah.
Well, you've got 10 days, 10 working days. That's 2 weeks to get that gig corrected and get back out there. As long as you've got that pink copy, you can trade that car or sell that car. They can go back and get the sticker, get their inspection sticker put on it. And that's a good selling point.
Mm-hmm. Oh. They can do that themselves.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gone through it, and they have passed everything except the lights that you took out.
That's right. Well, I've done fixed that light, see? Yeah. That light works.
Put the light bulb back in.
All they got to do is go back out there and let them look at it. They'll put the sticker on it, see? And they go, this is a good car.
They got a... But you couldn't start with a California tax on it.
Mm-mm. I can buy it, but I can't resell it. See, I can buy it from the original owner from California.
Yeah.
You can't sell it.
But I can't sell it because I'm not the original owner. I've got to register it in the state of Florida before I can resell it.
Mm-hmm. You mean you can't keep the title just like you do these others?
No, sir. Not from California.
If it's out of state?
If it's out of state, you've got to have that transferred to the state of Florida.
So if they caught you, it'd be...
That's a $500 fine if they catch you. That's why Clyde couldn't sell his little blue bug. His little blue Volkswagen. Because it's come from Canada down here, and it was wrecked. And he bought it for Buddy's Paint and Body Shop. In other words, he just picked up the repair bill from Buddy's Paint and Body Shop. That's what it amounts to. Because Buddy had advertised it for sale for the labor on the car. And that's what Clyde got it for. Well, he had to wait till he got a title back from Canada. Return back before he could sell it.
Yeah.
Frank?
We gotta get that bug and head
home. Everybody get that bug and head for home, and then people will be so drunk they won't want to look at it.
They said, Shirley said, they was already hunting over there. And what'd you say, Faith?
They weren't supposed to hunt turkeys until a year from next spring. And they were already shooting them, and they knew they were shooting them so they could hear them. They had reported them to the game warden. They see what happens is they got cattle in there.
Oh,
Yeah. I see Marvin and Miss Guthrie is taking their cattle out. It's getting too much like this front line trenches.
I'll tell you,
they've got all our, that's why they've got so many cattle around the house there.
Yeah.
They took all their cattle out of that Old Illinois paper company.
I don't know just what they've done recently, but I mean, they're talking like that. And they are improving their place. They've got a place over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're all the old denim place. And they're going to get that bull grass over there and just put cows there and let the container place go. It's too dangerous. Or if they keep it, at least have a place to put the cows during the hunting season.
Yeah.
Whole family know my cows in pasture like yet.
That's the reason Alvin lost so many. See, his is on the container property.
Yeah.
He just got it leased.
Yeah. And the people can walk through there and shoot, and just shoot anything they come get.
That's right.
Across.
Especially deer season. Most people don't know what deer look like. And she wouldn't lay off and say, let me shut one of the cows.
Well, in that case then, Alvin hadn't got much choice then. He can leave his cows out there and let them shoot them or just abandon it.
Yeah.
Of course, now those that he lost, at first I heard about, were up around his house.
They were up
they
close to
the house.
They
weren't in the container place.
No, they weren't in the container property. They were actually on his property.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
Well,
good luck, Cookie. I wish you could hide me and take me with you.
If I had my topper on, I would.
That's right, if you had your topper. Yes, sir.
See, I'm such a poor trader, Cookie. I can't give anything away. I much less trade it. And I have such respect for people who, my father, you see, was just...
Oh, you talk about trading now.
He just loved to trade.
He could trade and never get his hands dirty.
Well, I'm gonna sell some horses or trade some horses and some automobiles. And I ain't married to but two things. That's my two horses down yonder.
Yeah. Well, now you're gonna have to start stretching your neck to find a buyer for them horses if the market's short, like you say it is, because there's just too many markets. Too many horses on the market.
That's why it took me about 45 minutes extra time to get down here. I stopped to buy me a hat. I forgot mine. They didn't have one. And I got to talking to this lady and buy horses. She said, my 17-year-old daughter wants a horse. I've got a horse that'll just suit her. They'll be down here tomorrow to look at some horses. My horses. And they better be watch yourself awful close or they'll be the proud owners of a horse tomorrow night. Because if they even talk like they want to trade with me, I'll sell them a horse. Because he owns two service stations in Gainesville and I know he's got the money.
Well, you sure gonna have a fight with some children, I bet, if you sell somebody I know.
Who's your stud?
Can't see another man. Can't see another man.
Cookie Snyder's, what's the prospect of the station now? that's a good location.
Yeah. Well, everything's looking better. Mr. Smith and Coca-Cola Company is going to back me and sponsor me in a big special. Not this week, but next week.
Next week.
Talk to Mr. Smith and he's going to... What the Coca-Cola Company don't do, he's going to meet me halfway on what they don't do. In other words, it's going to cost me about $30 out of $100 to put this thing on, and they're going to paint the signs and advertise, do all advertising and everything. Coca-Cola Company is.
Advertise your station?
Advertise it. Advertise, they're going to give 10, a 6-pack of Coca-Cola with every 10-gallon fill-up or more fill-up. Or a 6-pack with a grease job. An oil change. And filter. So you give that free. Normally it would cost about 90 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Plus a deposit. Okay, they're going to give that to them. I believe it'll pull in some business. Because all of those college students drink a lot of cold drinks.
Oh, yes.
A lot of cold drinks.
Yes, they still like they're brought up.
So I think it'll work over, work out real good. And next week, me and Frank's going to clean up and scrub down and
Monday.
Put up some pennants and so on and so forth. Brighten the place up.
That bound to
help. Well, now they're going to paint advertising on that big white wall there in front of them. Coca-Cola's going to fill that full of advertising for me and the Coca-Cola Company. Then you're going to put up in front of the station there, they're going to put University Bay service. And I don't know, Mr. Smith may, he may sponsor about a 1 minute broadcast per hour on radio. If he does, well, it'll be all right. I don't know.
Well, now look, how did you get in with Mr. Smith?
Mr. Smith is the owner of the station. He's the one that owns Swanee Oil Company.
Well, I'll be damned. He's your boss.
He's the boss. He's the one that owns Swanee Oil Company.
There's no plug.
There's no 59 Chevrolet station wagon.
Where did he get his pleasure?
I don't know. He closed up shop at 9 o'clock this morning. He said, I'll see you all Monday. Come by the station.
She took piano lessons from you.
Oh, that's
Francis Smith. Yeah.
Oh, he's the... Yeah, that's right.
Go see if he left anything open. Then we got to go. We got to go to the game. Pick up that car. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Righto. Enjoy the visit.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed it so
much. But we still have problems.
Still got that problem.
I'll be damned if it looks like we just can't clear things away where we can set a little bit more.
Well,
I'm not a great setter, but I haven't set enough.
I think when we get enough stuff done, then we can set more. There's so much stuff needs to be done. We get caught up on the doing, then we have more.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're way ahead now. We can put in these little crops, and next spring we put in millet.
Yeah.
We can do everything except, well, we can plow this side if you use that double barrel plow.
Yeah. I think we'll plow this pasture right here next spring. Put millet in there.
Kill out that old stuff in there. It's got too much sense to you.
Yeah, this first pasture right here.
Where the horses are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'll
have
that out.
Yeah.
That's all tough.
That is hard.
Yeah.
Let's see if they got this flashlight.
Now this is about 800 and the end of the visit with Cookie after he plowed about 3 acres over in the North Collins pasture this Saturday afternoon, the 14th of November, 1970. The end of Channel 1 Right, about 800, Channel 1 Right, and the end of the visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday, late at supper, after supper, this Saturday, the 14th of November, 1970. The end of the visit with Cookie, and this is Ron 800, Channel 1 Right. This, he plowed the put in some rye or did the plowing and was off to the scrub to sell that Volkswagen. And he gave us that account of it, 805, channel one right, and the end of the visit with Cookie. This Saturday, supper, dark, the 14th of November, 1970.